You're listening to the Riabu podcast. Be first in line to get paid. I'm Mark Lowdy with Simon Littlewood sitting opposite me. And today we're going to talk about the Riabu accounts receivable survey results for Australia, which, Simon, make for very interesting reading.
Yes, I mean, we polled a number of countries. The Australian results show that 79% of respondents think that late payments are an urgent issue for their company.
And what's interesting about it is that there are people, in fact, half of those respondents alone think that it is a, strongly agree that it is an urgent issue. So clearly, everybody wants to get paid faster, but they're not likely to, because even though here in Australia we're getting a very good run of the economy, you would have seen that the Reserve Bank has left interest rates unchanged and is likely to leave them unchanged for the next, you know, 2 years, which is good news if you're looking to lend money. But the problem is that despite the good economic times that's lasted here in Australia for so long, that's not likely to last. And that's where the second question of our receivable survey, clearly bears that out. About 66% of people see the late payment situation getting worse, Simon.
Yes, they do. Those two things together would be discouraging if I were running a company. You know that it's an urgent issue and it's getting worse. And they confirm, really, that when we set up Riabu to address this issue, we were right. That trend generally across the region showed a deteriorating trend in payments.
Yeah, and the impact. You know, frankly, I think we all know the impact latently. If you're running a small business in Melbourne, then you want to be buying a new van, you want to be buying hiring staff, expanding your factory, you know, maybe moving out to Geelong, like everybody else.
Australian companies are expanding abroad. I mean, Australia is becoming more and more and more of an investor in Asia. In fact, they see themselves, in some cases, as a kind of Asian economy.
But they can't because they're getting paid late. And that's again, what our survey is bearing out.
Yes, I mean, 77% of them say that late payments affect their ability to grow and invest, you know, and that has a huge impact for the Australian economy, for Australian jobs, you know.
Yeah. No question. I think with small and medium enterprises, you feel this probably more so than the large companies. Because if you're a very large company, then chances are you've got all sorts of bank lines and resources where, and your CFO is just in the engine room making all of that happen. When you're an SME, you're the one in the engine room and you've got to make it happen.
Yes, and not only that, but typically, not always, but typically, larger companies have more power in individual sectors or individual supply chains. So it's easier for them to behave in a way that suits them and get away with it than it is for smaller companies.
Yeah. So, of course, we come to that part of our segment when we are looking for somebody to blame.
Yeah.
And we asked in our survey, who is at fault? Late payment, again, I found this very, very interesting because people, whether we like it or not, you know, people are always very quick to blame somebody other than themselves. Let's walk through that a little because it might not be quite such a straightforward answer. The late payments question about whether the results of the customer's payables policy. In other words, your customer's screwing you over. Your customer's the one that's saying, no, I'll tell them the check's in the mail, but actually it's not Australia Post's fault. It's because I'm only posting it a week from now. And 60% of respondents say that, yes, the customer has a policy that's designed to disadvantage me, the supplier.
Yes, although there's a suggestion that they may not be clear on that, since a majority of them agree somewhat with that. And, you know, that doesn't really surprise me. If we look at the next question, late payments are caused mainly by economic or market conditions. Again, a vast majority of respondents agree that, in fact, late payments are caused by economic or market conditions. And to me, what these two things taken together show me is that a majority of companies have formed the view that what's happening to them is a result of external forces that they cannot necessarily do anything about.
Yeah, well, isn't that ad nauseum that we've heard that? Right?
We've always heard that. We've always heard that, and we know from hundreds and hundreds of engagements with companies that are struggling with this issue that, in fact, there are things that they can do that will significantly change when they get paid, contrary to what they perceived.
Well, before you get on to that, yeah. Simon, I mean, this economic and market conditions question points to the meat in the sandwich that most people feel like they're in. Because if you've got the bills piling up and it's your job to now, you know, get out the checkbook or log in and see that you can do some be paid transfers or some transfers of some sort, then, you know, chances are you would want to pay I mean, I don't know terribly many. I'm sure there are a few, but I don't know terribly many SMEs that, you know, purposely look to screw other people over. They're shrugging their shoulders and saying, look, Jim, you know, I'd like to pay, I'd like to write you that check, but the fact is that until my customer pays me, I can't. And so that's what I feel is borne out in this result here about whether the late payments are caused mainly by economic or market conditions. I'd say people genuinely feel, and genuinely feel they have a reason to believe, that for as long as they don't get paid by others, they can't pay others.
Yes, and I mean, I think our mission is to help companies understand that actually that there are things that they can do that will affect their ability to get paid on time.
Even when the market's doing
because
well
the reality is, well, you know, whether the market's doing well or badly, companies that are in business, i.e. aren't going out of business, are paying some suppliers. The issue is, which suppliers are they paying?
Well, they're probably paying the rent. Hopefully they're paying their staff.
But they're also paying other suppliers apart from the ones that can turn off the lights. And really, it's all about ensuring that you're the one that gets paid. And that is about a whole raft of behaviors and relationships that occur before you cut your invoice. And many companies understand this, but many companies don't. They think we've cut the bill, it's broadly accurate, why aren't we getting paid? Well, it's simply not as simple as that, yeah? And it's interesting that when we actually ask the question, you know, late payments are often caused by our own mistakes, the results show quite a bit of confusion here because...
All the bars are virtually the same length.
Yeah, all the bars are virtually the same length. So this tells me a couple of things. One, that people aren't really very sure, probably because it's simply not a question they ask themselves, you know?
It's not my fault. I sent the invoice.
People typically don't invest a lot of brain power in the order to cash process because they don't think it's a worthy endeavor.
I'm too busy delivering.
They think it's a byproduct of whatever else they do. What that, of course, leads to over time, of course, is a process which results in a bad outcome. I think the second thing here is it's an opportunity because we know from overwhelming examples across industry and across the region that you can do things to influence when you get paid, and Riabo is all about that, yeah?
Being first in line to get paid. So, you know, this thing I think deserves further investigation in our subsequent podcasts because, you know, doing something about it, doing what you can, in other words, to get paid before anybody else does.
Well, I think you alluded to it earlier. Most people in business think of themselves as good guys. They're not setting out to damage their suppliers, right? But what they will do is they will use what they perceive to be opportunities provided by their suppliers to hang on to their cash a little bit longer. And one way of looking at the nature of a sound order to cash process is that it takes away from a customer any unmet expectation, whether it's a positive or a negative one, so that they are deprived of those excuses not to pay you on time. And given that you behave in a consistent way so as to deprive them of those excuses, what will happen over time is that you'll simply move up the hierarchy of payment. Whereas other companies that aren't quite so diligent will progressively move down.
Right? Yeah.
That's the reality.
Well, you know, recently Easter, right, a couple of weeks ago, was all about Easter, in my view, always provides that opinion. Easter, that possibility to not pay. Easter and Christmas. What is it about these religious holidays? Because what happens is, as you approach Easter, you think, you know, actually, we've got a 4-day, let's stretch it to a 5-day weekend coming up. Yeah, you know what? I'll just write the invoice just beforehand so that the money comes out of my account the following week. But usually then, by Wednesday afternoon, you know that Thursday, you know, people are already taking off. Thursday afternoon, everybody's out of the office before Good Friday. Wednesday afternoon, it just doesn't feel right to be writing any checks. And so then you hold it off until you get back the following Wednesday, and hey, presto, you've already gained a week. And Christmas and New Year are much the same. You know, frankly, it is pointless writing an invoice with a December 31st due date. Nobody will pay you by December 31st.
There's probably a good PhD thesis waiting to be written on how human beings rationalize holding on to their money a little bit longer.
Yes.
The reality is it's all about challenging their ability to make those rationalizations by making material changes to the way that you think and behave. The totality of those changes are contained within Riabu's academy. We believe that it's right that especially medium-sized and small companies should be paid on time, not late. And we encourage you to make the changes that would enable you to get paid on time. Yeah.
Before we leave it for the day, one other thing that we asked about, and I thought this was particularly interesting too, was whether those newfangled lending platforms are the solution. Because you know what it's like. You need some money to tide you over. You need some working capital. So you do an overdraft on your bank loan, or you factor your invoice, right, where you hand the invoice to somebody else to worry about, and then they take 12% for the privilege. What I also found interesting was one quarter of our respondents were not sure or were neutral on whether these bank loans, factoring, and other lending platforms are a good solution. And 73% of our respondents would welcome something that did not involve feeding, you know, that debt hunger.
Well, if you take a step back and you look objectively at this huge rush there is for new fintechs to set themselves up to lend money to companies of all sizes to plug these gaps, what are we talking about? We're talking about a situation where a customer should have paid you but didn't, where you are being offered money often at interest rates of 12 or 14 or higher, in an environment where global base rates are in the low single digits. And how is this a good thing? Because you are, and furthermore, if receivables are deteriorating, you're having to borrow more and more.
Yeah, but most of the time you don't have a choice, right? The bank won't give you a loan. Sure, interest rates might be low, and as I was saying at the beginning, the RBA has left rates unchanged yet again.
If you get your order to cash process right in the way that we define it as right, you know, Riabu right, you not only can get paid more consistently on time, be the first in line to get paid, but if you find yourself having to borrow money, you'll find that the quality of your invoices is of such an unassailably high level that you can actually borrow money more cheaply. And I think this is another very important feature of having a good process. Yeah.
And if you would like the survey results, drop us a line. Simon Littlewood, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you, Mark.
Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy here with the Riabu podcast, first in line to get paid.
G'day.